Constantly Marked Podcast Show Unexplained. The unexplained burns on this man's body. Back in May 1967, a man named Stefan Michalek was exploring the woods near Falcon Lake, Matabobo, Canada. All of a sudden, two cigar-shaped UFOs zoomed towards him. They touched down as the door slid open. He tried to cry out to the beings inside, but no one responded. He approached the dark doorway and was struck by a powerful flash of light. The UFO began to rise and spilled hot its exhaust from a vent-like structure, which he claims caused the burns to his shirt. Shirt and dress. Russian mountaineers mysteriously murdered. High in the Ural Mountains, a group of Soviet mountaineers were mysteriously killed in 1959. A photograph was taken by the rescuers. The evidence showed that the hikers were trying to run away barefooted from someone or something. The autopsy revealed the deaths were due to hypothermia and chest fractures. One of the mountaineers suffered several head injuries, and most seriously of all, his tongue was torn out. The most telling factor that led theorists to consider aliens, of course, clothes worn by the hikers were found to be radioactive. What is the Black Knight satellite? There is an anonymous photo that was captured during the American space shuttle mission to the International Space Station in 1998. It clearly shows a dark object that had been orbiting the Earth for at least 13,000 years. No one knows how the satellite got there. No one can determine its purpose. Could it be alien technology? A photo that proves time travel is real? A picture that was taken in the 40s. But if you look closely, a man wearing that, what looks like to be a bit of modern clothing, is also holding an advanced DNSA or film camera, which of course was not invented at the time. The theory, the man is a time traveller caught in an unexpected photograph. Bit unsure of that one. The famous photos of aliens over Phoenix. In 1997, a sequence of hovering, spooky lights mysteriously appeared in the night sky above Phoenix in Arizona. The lights or UFOs stayed there completely motionless for hours. Many people thought that the Earth was under alien attack, or worse. Reports explained the Air Force claimed to have been using the lights as a part of training exercise. It sounds like a convenient explanation. The lights soon reappeared in 2007 and again in 2008. Astronaut ghosts behind innocent girl. Templeton did not notice anyone around in the area while taking a photo of his daughter. Later, when the photo was developed, the film seemed to show that the family was not alone that day. It appeared there was an astronaut standing in the grass behind her. Could that have been an alien? Creepy extra hand in photo. Count the hands and you'll see an extra hand giving a thumbs up besides the head of a in a photo. I don't think it could be the boy. The angles are wrong. None of the boys knew that there was a thumb. Could have been. Unexplained photograph of Edna Crinton. In effect, this photo. If you look in the bottom right corner of the famous 9/11 photo, the photograph is a gaping hole of the South Tower of the West of the World Trade Center. How Edwards survived the initial impact of the plane with WTC is still a mystery. A massive fashion jet exploded in the building, killing thousands. Medieval painter that included a UFO. This painting is a religious artifact. The centre of attention is the picture of Mary. But if you look closely towards her left shoulder, there is a weird looking apocalyptic object. It looks like a UFO. And there is even a man with a dog gazing at it. Why should a painter include this object? He had no reason to. The expression raises more questions than answers. The JFK assassination, Babushka Lady. The FBI and CIA meticulously studied footage of the JFK assassination to gain any clue they could. A woman was tagged by the FBI as the Babushka Lady was standing very close to John F. Kennedy during his assassination in 1963. Eyewitness witnesses report the woman recorded the entire event. She could have answered several critical questions. Apparently, the FBI were never able to find her. No one knows a thing about the woman in the brown coat. You can find all the pictures of old, if you wish to look them up, on www.worthalook.com. And it will be under the guise of 10 unexplained pictures. Zoom Out podcast show. Possibly lesser known UFO. Encounters of World War II, Daniel Ledger and the Aviatrix. In July 1943, 21-year-old French man General Ledger was on a day's leave from the French compulsory work service at a labour camp in the Baltic coast of Poland. He would run into a situation that was equally measured strange and fascinating. He'd taken a shortcut to the nearby town of Exogold. He was making his way through the sand dunes. He could make out a strange object sticking out the sand ahead. In front of it stood a woman with long blonde hair who was dressed in all black. He appeared to be trying to free the metallic object, believing the woman to be one of the German test pilots from a nearby naval base. He thought it was wise for him to back away before he could do so. However, she turned her gaze to him. She spoke to Ledger in a language he didn't understand, but from how she motioned her arms, he understood she wanted him to help her free the believed to be a top secret German aircraft. He moved forwards and proceeded to pull away sand around the object. After 10 minutes or so, the craft was free. The woman's tone was one of obvious gratitude. She touched a silver square button on the belt, which opened the doorway in the object. She motioned that he should stand back before he entered the craft. The doorway slowly shut behind her. The UFO began to rise slowly, glowing slightly, before shooting upward and vanishing. Only years later, when more and more reports of UFOs were becoming known, not to mention the exploration of space in the 1950s and 60s, did Ledger believe the woman was quite possibly an extraterrestrial and that the top secret aircraft was actually her spacecraft. Yeah. German fighter planes attack grey cloud. The incident with the Everett attacks female pilot was not Legia's first strange encounter of apparently extraterrestrial nature. 2 years earlier, in 1941, he witnessed, along with many people of a French village, an object that looked like a grey cloud that seemingly had more mass to it. The fact that German fighter pilots were following this cloud also brought people's attention to it. Planes could make turns engaging the object and attacking. However, whenever they got within a certain distance from the cloud, the engines were completely shut down, leaving the planes to free-fall away. Only when they had fallen to a certain distance would their engines spark back to life, allowing the pilots to regain control. The one-sided aerial battle would play out before the throngs of onlookers below. It went on for over an hour. When Legis attempted to research the incident years later, he found no mention of it in any newspapers, local or national. He reasoned that as the German war machine had full control of such mediums during this time, it perhaps not surprising that no recorded account aside from his own exists. The Revelations of the Charlotte Mayen. In early 1941, around 24 kilometres or 15 miles from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, according to the startling information given by Charlotte Mayen, her grandfather, Reverend William Huffman, was standing in front of a ruined aircraft unlike any other he had seen. He would have been contacted late that evening and asked by the military to attend. Parts of the craft looked like they had been broken away during the impact with the ground, although one large disc-shaped section was clearly visible and mostly undamaged. It had a metallic look and extremely shiny. Most chilling was that three bodies that lay neatly next to the ruins, having been removed from the crippled ship by military personnel in attendance, according to what Hoffman would tell his family upon returning home, including the 13-year-old Charlotte. The corpses were definitely not human. Hoffman was asked to say prayers and blessings over the bodies. As he did so, he could see they were covered from head to foot in what looked like wrinkled aluminium foil. He also stated that he could see no visible injuries. Many pictures were taken by plainclothes men who mingled with the military and police. Two of them even held up the little man under each arm and posing for a picture. Charlotte would state that her grandfather had shown this picture to his family before warning them he should never speak of it again, something that Hoffman never did. UFO crash at a military base. In 1942, a location described as somewhere near north of Georgia, a UFO crashed right in the grounds of a U.S. military base, causing considerable damage to both the base and the craft. According to the account, one side of the silver-coloured craft was completely torn away, allowing easy viewing into the interior, which is mostly the silver craft colour as exterior. The craft appeared to be separated into three compartments. They appeared to be in the control room, a cockpit which contained four separate seats, and a section below the main compartments for some kind of trapdoor exit, presumably for beings to leave the vehicle. Respected UFO researcher Leo Stringfield would bring the account to the public in his book UFO Crash Revival, Search for the Truth in the Hall of Mirrors. According to research, the story was given to him by an anonymous mother, one of the military personnel at the base. Though there had been several second-hand witness statements available in relation to this account, no first-hand accounts have come to light. UFO retrieval by U.S. Naval Intelligence in Mexico. UFO researcher James Harder states that a UFO crashed and was retrieval occurred in the late 1941 in Sonora in Mexico. A U.S. Naval intelligence team supposedly took control of the downed craft shortly after the incident, following an unknown location inside the United States. According to Harder's research, family members of the recovery team were told of the account with one unnamed nephew of a retrieval team member, even claiming he had seen photographs of dead extraterrestrial bodies being held up by his uncle. Speaking with a UFO researcher, Timothy Good, the witness stated years later his uncle was holding up a small, spiny dead body, about 3.5 feet tall. The picture was taken by a friend. A small pile of other small bodies were over to one side. The UFO took nearly the entire frame. It sounds preposterous that such souvenir pictures could be taken in such a situation. However, imagine if the incident happened today. How bizarre the notion of UFOs might be to you. It's not much of a stretch to think, particularly given the technology advancements from other firms. How many of us use them that people would act in such a way? UFO counter near above a nuclear plant. In the summer of 1945, only weeks away from the end of World War II, Ronald D. Powell was helping to train young pilots in the specifics of aircraft carrier operations. He was also responsible for guarding the top secret plutonium producing Hanford engineering works, which sat around 100 kilometres or 60 miles from Pasco, Washington. This peculiar particular afternoon, radar at Pasco picked up an extremely fast moving object that had since become stationary over the nuclear plant. Powell would be part of the squadron sent out to see what the strange craft was. He could later recall it to be the size of 3 aircraft carriers and looked extremely streamlined. He estimated the altitude was about 19,800 meters or 65,000 feet. He'd also recall seeing some kind of vapor that would probably be dispersed in the potholes around the edge of the craft. As the plane's Grumman F6H Hellcats could only achieve an altitude of 11,300 meters, 37,000 feet, they were able to draw level with the mammoth object. They were ultimately returned to base, whereupon the lightning fast object vanished directly upward. Official documentation of massive motherships. According to an official report by the Ministry of Defence following a mission in Turin in December 1942, retired crew of a Lentrex sub-bomber would witness a huge airborne ship around 60 to 90 metres, 200 to 300 feet long. 4 pairs of red lights were visible on the craft's underside, and later estimates of its speed would put it pace around 800 kilometres per hour or 500 miles per hour. The object stayed in sight for around 5 minutes before the lights went out and it seemingly vanished. Furthermore, a footnote in the report would indicate that the captain of the bomber stated he had witnessed the same object 3 months previously during a mission over the skies of Amsterdam. This time, however, the object was already below their plane. The lights were still visible till the craft moved out of view. Some sceptics would wonder if this peculiar sightings of motherships were actually secret, at times experiences for larger aircraft that would ultimately become jumbo jets of modern age. There is no evidence, official or otherwise, that was the case, though. The sightings remain a mystery. UFO flies alongside pilot off Californian coast. As he was flying over the Pacific Ocean on a glorious day off Long Beach, California, on April 5th, 1943, pilot Jerry Casey noticed a flash of light in the direction of San Diego Mountain. He quickly realized the craft was coming
toward him, which he would later describe as being unlike any airplane ever seen. He noticed how it began to wobble slightly in the air, and then in an instant it was just off the left wing. As a student was also in a plane, however, he was practicing blind flying, where the student places a hood over his head and relies solely on the navigation equipment and was unaware of anything out of the ordinary. Casey ordered him to come out from under the hood. A strange craft was now flying alongside them. Casey reached for his camera, but just before he could take a picture, the thought occurred to him that a propellerless plane might be a secret experimental craft. If that was the case, he believed he might face penalties, even charges for his superiors for photographing military secrets. He put the camera away. A craft that made a curved turn towards the ocean and shot off out of sight. Both Casey and his student could later estimate speed to be somewhere close to 11,200 kilometres per hour or 7,000 miles per hour. I reckon that the entire encounter lasted no more than 90 seconds, much like Dingle Linker, who he mentioned at the beginning of this list. Casey couldn't make the connection to what he saw being an outlandish craft. So years later, when other reports made him re-examine his own encounter. UFO forces Soviet pilots to abandon bombing mission. Soviet pilots Boris Khrushcheva and Major Borovalov, during a 1944 bombing mission targeting oil refineries in Romania, utilized by Germans, each noticed a strange and unusual craft fly towards them out of nowhere. Position was that what is now southwest Ukraine. Each thought the UFO to be one of the new German weapons that the newspapers reporting around the world. Although Surlev would later state that neither of them had seen anything like it. When Soviet spoke, the instant years later, he would liken the object to the space shuttles used by the United States. Seventh also told how the plane, which was a considerable size and bulk in their own right, began to shake erratically. The oil pressure began to shoot upward. As Seventh stated, he could feel a strong electrostatic charge when they leaned too close to the cockpit window. Each pilot was equally concerned with the full bomb load of their plane, carried as they were with a bizarre object outside. The huge craft would move away from at speed after only a few minutes, but the effects of it had on their plane continued. Finally, Bedefus, being the high-ranking pilot, gave the command to jettison their payload immediately. Each bomb pilot agreed to say nothing an instant, particularly of dropping their bombs before reaching the target. Not only for fear of mocking by their fellow pilots, but also fear of reprimand by their superiors. Imagine Azuru's homeroid sighting. Surely one of the most bizarre sightings is that of 13-year-old Madeline Akhtoritz, who in the summer of 1944 was picking berries in a small village of Le Varger in Paris, France, witnessed not only a strange flying object, but also astonishing human occupants. Madeline, who spoke about the incident years later, stated the object to be of dull metallic grey colour, about the size of a small car. Besides the object, she could see clearly see strange beings about 1 meter, 3 foot high, dressed in a sort of brown coloured overalls. She noticed how the atmosphere around her was suddenly changed to an electronic foundry state. More worrying for the new girl was her ability to move, despite her desperately wanting to. All the while, the beings in the front gave no indication they were aware of her presence and went about their business, whatever they were doing. Suddenly, her body obeyed her commands, and she ran towards her bike several metres away. By the time she bent down to pick it up and stood upright again, the beings and their strange craft were nowhere to be seen. Over the years, Madeline has recounted those who wondered whether she had seen, may have seen German soldiers, perhaps members of the French resistance, even that she imagined the whole incident stating being soldiers of resistance members, who she had encountered relatively frequently. They would approach her. As for imagining it, in other words, I know what I saw.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.